Hello again, Nigel Ogden here, delighted to be back with you once again, but not on this occasion with one of my archive programmes, but a few excerpts from a concert I played just over a month ago. Now, this was the reopening of the Christie organ, which started life in the Pyramid Theatre in Sale, Cheshire, in 1934, and following its acquisition by the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust, was reinstalled in the Blue Coat School in Oldham, where it began life in that particular venue in 1983. It stayed there until 2008, when the school asked for it to be removed so that they could use the space for other purposes. And after 5 years in storage, it now sings again superbly in the very beautiful Roman Catholic Church of St Mary, Low House, in St Helens, which, just in case you don't know, lies halfway between Manchester and Liverpool. Well, more about the installation shortly, after we've heard some music. Now, as organ enthusiasts will know, Christie Theatre organs were made by classical organ builders Hill, Norman and Beard, and you'll certainly be able to hear its HNB characteristics in this opening track. Now, although there will be occasional theatre organ concerts at St Mary's, the organ is going to be used primarily as a church organ to accompany the Mass, so I thought I'd start the concert with an improvisation, building up the sound to full organ in church mode, then taking it right back down again, putting on the tremulants, and switching to full-blown theatre organ style to demonstrate the versatility of the instrument. improvisation I played at the start of the reopening concert of the Christie in St Mary's Church, St Helens. Well, as you've heard, the church has an absolutely wonderful acoustic, which, as has been said by many people many times, can often be the best stop on any organ. Well, it certainly suits the Christie to perfection, and the general feeling is that it is, without doubt, now in the best home it's ever had. Once again, the enthusiast will be well aware that this particular instrument was one of the few installations equipped with two consoles, and I'm pleased to say both are in use at St Mary's. The pipework of the organ is installed in a gallery at the back of the church, as is one of the consoles, which now has a stop specification more suited to church use. The other console, with its full theatre organ specification, lives in the aisle at one side of the church on a mobile platform, so it can be moved to the front of the church for concert use, which of course is how things were for the reopening concert. Well, as this took place on October the 9th, here's another piece which demonstrates both sides of the organ's personality, and I decided to include an arrangement of a seasonal favourite, Autumn Leaves.
Thank you.
Autumn Leaves from yours truly. Now, as a theatre organ, the Christie still has a full range of percussion instruments, piano and various novelty effects, and I try to include as many as possible in a medley of songs which first appeared in the same year that the organ was installed in the Pyramid Sale, namely 1934. However, just to begin this particular selection, a tune which started to become very familiar the following year, 1935. This was when the legendary Horace Finch was appointed resident organist at Blackpool's Emperor's Ballroom. And as Horace was born in St Helens, we just had to include this little tribute with his signature tune on the Prom Prom Promenade. Well, there we are, a selection of songs which are as old as the organ. Well, I hope you agree that the team responsible for the installation at St Mary's have done a fabulous job. And as I said earlier, the Christie surely sounds better than it ever has. Now, I'm not going to try and mention everyone involved in the project, because I'm bound to miss someone out, but I know the mastermind behind it all, Anthony Brooks, is hugely grateful to everyone who's donated so much time and effort. It's not all been plain sailing, but the end result surely makes everything worthwhile. Well, as the reopening concert took place not long after the last night of the proms, I included a few appropriate items in classical mode once again to round off the occasion.
Thank you.
The glorious sound of the Hill Norman and Beard stroke Christy organ now sounding magnificent in the Roman Catholic Church of St. Mary, Low House in St. Helens. And it was a real privilege for me to be able to present it to the general public at the start of its new lease of life. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the music. I'll be back with you on December the 9th, and I hope you'll be able to join Damon next week when he'll be turning the spotlight on bandleader and composer Ray Noble. In the meantime, full details of what you've heard on this programme, plus plenty more besides, can be found on our website, www.organistencores.co.uk, or on our Facebook page at The Organist Encores. For now, this is Nigel Ogden saying thanks for your company, all the best, and bye-bye.